Isn't it a beautiful day? How can we be sad on a day like today? Sometimes we always find a reason to be sad, though, if we're not in the right place. Recently, I'll have to say, well, in my lifetime, I've been involved with three times in going to court with either myself, mostly loved ones, but I have to tell you, I've become really discouraged in the rule of law and the way our system works out, so much so that it really upset me, and it upset quite a few in my family. And this morning at 3:30, I was awakened, and I believe it was by my chemist, and I've had a few little side effects from some medicine I was taking, and I've been doing things a little differently, and when I woke up, they were showing me things, and they said, "What are you going to do about it?" You know, there's lots of chaos in the world, in all kinds of ways, and no, life's not always fair, and I have found out, even in court, it doesn't matter whether you're good or bad, it might not work out. You know, it's not whether you're a good person or a bad person, it just whoever, I don't know, whoever what. But everything is a lesson. But at 3:30 this morning is when I heard, over the rainbow. You know, that teaches us how to be metaphysical. Way up high, somewhere over the rainbow, way up high. That's where we can escape all these discontents of the earth. Way up high, where the bluebirds fly, where everything's free, where we look down and we can see the earth and our lives in a different perspective. When we've been upset over something, we forget that we have the power. We forget and we struggle. And some days, oh, aren't we so tired? It's amazing how when you get in that vibration of enthusiasm and looking at life for what it truly is again, how everything within us changes. And I realize we have to be reminded, when things aren't working out, look and see, what are you focusing on? What is it that you're focusing on? Is it how wonderful the world is? Is it how wonderful, oh, I'm so happy with the people I work with? I'm so happy with the people I know. I'm blessed. I'm so happy in my house and things around me. I'm so filled with gratitude. We also forget that words can be your magic wand. Oh, it's not working out. I'm ready to go. I'm ready to go home. Are you? Oh, I'm excited. I'm healthy. I know what to do. And as long as I'm here, I'm going to show love. I'm going to have enthusiasm. And I'm going to try to remember every day where my power is so I can accomplish all that I can in love and light and joy and peace and welcoming to the people I meet. You know, it's always a forked road. We decide. It's always positive and negative. It's always, but we don't understand that we have the power to control that. If things are not working out for you, it's time to analyze. What are you thinking? What are you saying with your words? What are you telling the universe? What are you telling the universe that you want? Because that is exactly what we're doing, all of us. What is it that makes us happy? What is it that makes us fulfilled? In the Bible, it says, think on the things that are joyous. Think on the positive things. Know that we're always all right, like that bluebird flying over the rainbow. If we don't have our consciousness in the right place, we're down here where it can't work out. If we don't have that connection with that creative force within us, then we can look at the lilies of the field and go, oh, well, they died. Don't we know people like that? And we laugh. But it's when we're there, that's when things work out. And we don't need to know how. We're not supposed to know how. We just know that when we keep ourselves where we're supposed to be, that's when the unexpected, wonderful, positive things happen. Another thing I'd like to talk to you about is emotion. We have an emotional body. We have a pain body, you know, that stores up all this. I think of all these bodies, it's because this body can't take it all. You know, really, how do we go through our life thinking about things? In the past, I know how I used to think. I try not to think that way anymore. I really do. And I get pretty good at it. But sometimes, maybe a court case or something that I think is unjust for someone else, that's my trigger. What I think is unjust for someone else. Well, if we get in the mire and the mud with those people, we can't do anything about anything anyway. We can't. But you know, a little encouragement and doing what we know to do by example goes a long, long way. I know in when I was younger in school and even in college, it was so popular to be kind of negative. Well, yeah, that's not going to happen. Yeah, well, I don't believe in that. You know, and somehow that gets in there. And I'm going to use little Doris as an example. I just loved her to pieces. But she had this saying, well, they're going all the way to the bank with their money. Well, they're going all the way to the bank with its financial. That was Hancock County where we came from. I heard it in the little town where I live. Everybody's concerned about everybody going to the bank, meaning that I don't get to go like they do. They've made all this money. Well, they're going all the way to the bank. Well, you know what? Be careful. Be careful, because the universe will find a way that you won't have that. I've seen it time and time again in my life. I had a dear friend, and her husband just dropped dead, totally unexpected. He worked for General Motors. She had all kinds of money. Everything was paid for. She decided to pretend like she didn't have any money to the farmers around her. She had horses. Oh, well, I need a horse trough. And these people would come and give her things that she really had the money to pay for. But she's back in that vibration before he passed away, when they really did kind of struggle. You know what happened? She fell in love with someone a few years later, took her for everything she had. What is it that you think about yourself? What is it you think? What is it that you've been taught? What are the habits of the community that you grew up in? Are you still using those habits without even knowing? They're stored in your subconscious mind. We have to stop and realize what is programmed in this computer of ours and analyze it. And if something comes out, go, oh my goodness, where did that come from? Because as long as we have blocks within us, eventually it will surface. And we got to stop then. Where did it come from? Oh, it's your chance to purge that and get rid of it. And say, I'm a child of God. I know that every need that I have, mental, physical, spiritual, in abundance of all ways, my needs are met without a doubt. That is an old law that I didn't understand that I had within my being. And most of the time, we start out with a dream. And you know, when a lot of my dreams came through, true, is when I didn't know they wouldn't come true, when I was a kid. And all these songs I listened to, I realized now they were my saving grace when I was doing other things, when I was out in the fields all by myself. It was the songs, this song in particular, but not this version, but it doesn't matter. But the words are the same. You know, beautiful words, wonderful words, fulfill us with truth, no matter whether we learn them in church or over the radio. If we need something somehow, and if the universe needs something, if the people of the world need something and are praying for it, it will get to each one individual away. If we can see that that's an opening, that's a sign, that's a message, take it. Take it. Do it. Incorporate it in your life. Now, the next thing I want to talk about is patience. I want it, and I want it right now. How many times have we wanted that? Hey, the universe doesn't work that way. For one thing, if we're praying for something and we want a dream, well, the universe is waiting till everything gets worked out in perfect order for you because you said, I want this or something better. Sometimes we go, I want this right now. Well, you know what? Maybe we've missed out because we don't have the patience. Maybe if you'd have just waited one more day, that miracle might have happened. I know I was getting a little antsy on a buyer. And I thought, oh, well, what have we got to lose? They had come to say, do you want us to re-up on the real estate? Well, they'd shown the church several times. Oh, yeah, go ahead. Before we even had to do that, then when we released it, it happened. The right people at the right time. It happens for each and every one of us. But what we forget is we have the power. What we forget is our dreams can come true if we stay over the rainbow in that vibration of the knowledge of how things work out. And if we don't become so impatient that we sabotage ourselves again. Sometimes when we're waiting, we need to be out there spreading joy and love and just saying, hello, how are you? It's amazing how many friends you can meet. I personally think this is the most friendly place I've ever met. I mean, I've ever lived in, excuse me. But you know, I had a friend that moved here from Indiana, but he was originally from Switzerland. And yet he didn't like it here. He said, people don't like me. I'm a foreigner. I said, August, everybody's a foreigner here. Everybody's a foreigner here. You know, it's when things aren't working out, look within, because there's something there that is blocking us, or there's a law there that we're not using. Because we are physical people and we are spiritual people. And it's learning to combine the both into the fact that the spiritual laws work here just the same as they do in the spirit world. As below, so above. As above, so below. So get into that spiritual network. Not Jesus is going to take care of it for me. But what Jesus taught was that power is within you. The same power that's within me. That Father that's in me is within you. And it's time for you to open up your heart and realize who you are. We are here for a reason at this time on planet Earth. And it's to be happy. It's to be stable. And it's to find that beautiful power that's within us that we came with. We might have to meditate. We have to stay positive. We need to read something to keep in tune. And you know what? Sometimes it's not sweet hour prayer. Sometimes it's over the rainbow that gives you the energy. Whatever it is for you, tap into that. Because that's what we're here for. What's going on out there does not affect our individual worlds. The only person that affects our world is us. So make us, you and your real self, you and your spiritual self, make us the best we can be, the most prosperous in every way that you can be, prosperous in friendship, prosperous in love, prosperous in creativity, and prosperous in going within to looking at where, when something doesn't work out, where your blocks might be, that you can go on with the rest of your life the way you'd like it to be. God bless you.